Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk, and I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, and other issues.
The Minister of Health reports that 51 people died of COVID-19 and 686 tested positive yesterday in Zimbabwe. More than 3,500 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
According to the Ministry of Health, the country has recorded 109,506 cases and 76,665 recoveries over the past 28 months.
And in the second phase of its vaccination program, at least 1.6 million and above Zimbabweans have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, with over 779,229 people having received the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
In other news, all Zimbabweans who were representing the country in the 2020 Olympic Games are going home empty-handed. Some have already arrived home, while others are set to leave Japan on Wednesday.
In politics, Zimbabweans are crying foul after principals of the Political Actors Dialogue were given vehicles by the president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa's government.
At the same time, Zimbabweans are remembering the death of six locals who were killed by state security agents in August 2018 following protests by activists were demanding the release of presidential election results. President Emmerson Mnangagwa was declared the winner of the election, but MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa still insists that he won the poll by a wide margin. Yebo kambe isulukanda balinjani lapheli khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Lamhlanje ke sikhuluma ngokunengi okujiyeneyo, okunye okumqoka singathi ke khonokho kwe-COVID-19 ukuthi kambe kwenzakalani elizweni. Siyabona ukuthi-ke kulabantu abayi-51 ababulewe i-COVID-19 izolo, kodwa abayi-686 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele-COVID-19. Konke lokhu-ke kubikwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. So siyabona njalo ukuthi babika ukuthi abantu abedlula 3,500 kwele Zimbabwe sebabulawa i-COVID-19 kusukisela ngombimbito nyakenye. Lubika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi eZimbabwe sokuhlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala abantu singathi ayizama ukubeka lapha ukuthi sokulabantu 109,506 abantu asebatholakala bele COVID-19 kuthi abayi 76,665 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we COVID-19. Nxa sesikhangela njalo kulokhu okujova abantu amajekiseni, siyabona ukuthi-ke kulabantu abayidlula 1,654,000 asebahlatshwa okwakuqala kule Zimbabwe, kuthi-ke abayi 779,229 abantu sebehlatshwa okwesibili. Ye, sikhangele kokunye okwenzakala kwezindaba kwele Zimbabwe, siyabona ukuthi kulabantu akade bemele ilizwe leZimbabwe kuma-Olympic Games, lawo-ke kubizwa kuthiwa ngama-2020 Olympic Games khona ngale Tokyo kwele Japan. Siyabona ukuthi-ke abatholanga izicoco. So lapha-ke izicoco kumele zitholakale ngelegolide, besokuyisiliva le-bronze. Kodwa-ke abajabuka eZimbabwe bakhanya bayabuyela nje ekhaya bephethe izandla. Siyabona njalo ukuthi nxa singena kwezombusazwe, kulabantu abakhala okunye okumangalisayo ngalokho kwenziwa nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Usenike abanye abaku-Political Actors Dialogue izimota. So izimota lezi kukhanya sibili ziyitakala zigcwele okunye okumangalisayo. So kunikwe abantu abayi-16, kwathi-ke ezinye ezingu-3 zanikwa i-president's office. Kusenjalo-ke abantu bayakhumbula ukwenzakala ngo-August 1, 2018 kuzokuthutshulwa abantu eHarare ngamasosha labanye-ke abadlelana lohulumende ngesikhathi kulabanye ababetshengisela emgwaqweni bekhonona ngempumela yokhetho. Babesithi ukhetho phela sokuthetha isikhathi eside ukuthi kukhanye ukuthi ukhetho luya ngaphi. So-ke impumela yokhetho lwangkhona kwagcina-ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuthiwa nguye onqobileyo kukhulunywa konke lokhu Constitutional Court. So yagcina ingumlalulankosi. So ke kunjalo-ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidza ipano pachirongwa chedu nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro August 2. 2021 apo nasi tikuenderera mberi tichitarisa zviri kubuda kubva kunyaya yeCOVID-19 iyo yatekeshera munyika uyezve bazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti kubva nezuro pane vanhu 51 vakabatwa vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 kwozosvika ipo wandu unosvika ipo 686 vakawanikwa vachibatwa vane denda iri nezuro asi pari zvino pane vanhu 3500 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura uyezve titarisa isu nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba kwevanhu pari zvino tikutaura tombotarisa zvakare uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 tichibva muna March gore rapfuura pari zvino nyika inoti ine vanhu vakabatwa kubva gore rapfuura vanosvika 109,506 uyezve kune vanhu vakawanikwa vachibatwa nenhomba iyi vakaikunda vanosvika ivo pa76,665 totarisa panyaya yenhomba yechirwere cheCOVID-19 tinoona kuti nyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino vari paphase 2 yekubayiwa kwenhomba iyi vari kutaura ivo vebazi rezveutano kuti pane vanhu 1.6 million nekudaudzira vabayiwa ivo nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 yekutanga kwozouyawo vabayiwa nhomba idzi dzese vanodaudzira 700,000 totarisa zvakare mune dzimwe nhau dzatiri kukurukura nezvadzo patichange tiri kutarisa zviri kubuda kubva kumakwikwi eOlympics kuTokyo uko takaona vatambi veZimbabwe vasina kukwanisa kunge vachiuya nemamenduro kubva kumutambo uyu takaona isu bato reZimbabwe Olympic Committee ichiti riri kufara nematambiro akaita vatambi vanga vari kumakwikwi aya nyanya zvikuru Scott Vincent uyo akanga ari kutamba mutambo wegorofu anonzi iye akawanikwa achikwira palogi yatinotaura iyo yekumaOlympics uyezve yepasi rose tisingakanganwe Donata Katai uyo akawanikwa wachikunda pakutanga paakatanga kubhaguja asi tikazoona achizowanikwa achitadza hake kuti asvike pachikamu chemenduru takaona mupedzisi akapedzisa iye kumhanya Ngoni Makusha achiwanikwawo achimhanya zvinodadisa asi haana kuzokwanisa kunge achiwanikwa achibuda iye zvakanaka pamakwikwi iwaya tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kubva kunyaya dzemota dzakawanikwa idzo dzichipiwa yatingati regungano rePollard iro rine mapato anopikisa akawanikwa iwo asina kuburikira zvakanaka musarudzo dzichangopfuura tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti pari zvino nyika yemuZimbabwe vari kurangarira vanhu vaye vakawanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa pane chiitiko mhirizhonga yakaita muna August 1, 2018 mushure mesarudzo yanga yaitwa tikaona ipo pachirasikirwa neupenyu hwevanhu vanokwana ivo 6 pachiitiko ichochi saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo asi tange tiri kukupai tichikupainzwisa yezvatataura navatabani gonye vanova ivo vanova president kana kuti mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Olympic Committee over to you Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. We've got some other people who actually send us videos. They're talking about COVID-19. So the first one is a senior citizen who is in Lupane. Let's hear what she's saying about
COVID-19. Yebo nina livikela njani esigabeni se?
Thina sagezizandla.
Wo. Ngifake lani.
Sifake ama mask labani.
Oh ama mask. Wo lapha ekhaya hayi ayifiki.
Kathi ngakafiki emakhaya la.
Eh batshile abazukulu futhi batshile bonke ukuthi nayi corona ikhona iyabulala.
Iyabulala phi?
Iyabulala icorona.
Basopani ke bazukulu icorona iyabulala abazukulu bami. Abula siwile ukuthi kuthiwa kayibulali. Yabulala ikorona. Athe singabona semvile kakriti.
Ikorona.
Ikorona.
Hayi siyambonga ugogo. Siyabonga.
So that's one of the people who is in Kwarai village in Lupane. That senior citizen saying, you know, we must be very careful because corona kills. So she says she's protecting herself and other people by wearing a mask, cleaning hands, and all those kind of things. You know, those are protocols that were actually prescribed by the WHO. Yeah, kunjalo ke Mabulas.
Apo tiri kunzwa vamwe gogo vari kutaura ivo vachiyambira veruzhinji kuti chokwadi corona inouraya vari kutaura ivo kuti kunyangwe zvavo vari kumamisha kwavari vanoziva kuti chirwere ichi chiri kuuraya uyezve vari kukurudzira kuti vanhu ngavaenderere mberi vachiwanikwa vachiita zviga zviye zvakabedzerwa neWorld Health Organization zvokupfeka mamaski zvokugeza maoko uyezve nenyaya yesocial distancing kuti vanhu vasawande panzvimbo imwe chete nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti ichokwadi corona chirwere chinouraya.
We also have Ketiwe Lupahla, who also sent us a video talking about COVID-19.
Zihlobo salibonani. Zihlobo zami umkhuhlani esibhekane lawo obhubhani. Kasizinanzelelenini, sisanitize, sifaka amamaski. Sizivikele zihlobo zami abantu bayafa phandle lapha. Abantu bafa njengempukane insuku zonke. Ukusa kwamalanga uyezwa kuthiwa sokufiwe ngale. Obani sebegula, zihlobo zami asikukhangeleni konke lokho. Umkhuhlane ukhona. Asikomanga, ayiso joke. Kodwa asomdlalo. Kodwa impela khona abantu umkhuhlane ukhona asikuvumenini khona lokho. Of course sisadinga ukuthi lati sinje siyafisa ukuthi ngase sihlatshiwe kodwa sikahlatshwa ngenxa yokuthi kukhanya ama injection ashoda. Kodwa asihlatshe nini thine sile opportunity nxa sokuthiwa hlatshwa nini asihlatshwe nini. Zihlobo zami asizivikeleni ubhubhane lukhona abantu bayaphela emhlabeni. Izihlobo zethu ziyaphela, ziyaphela izihlobo zethu. Ngiyabonga izihlobo zami. Laphela ikhona abantu, vikela kaninini, asizivikile nini, siyenze khona lokho okuthiwa sikwenze. Esintwini asisebenzisenini umsuzwane wona lokho khona sifuthe, o-eucalyptus sizifuthe ngawo. Ngiyabonga sihlobo zami, yenzanini njalo, ngilithanda lonke sihlobo zami, libe losuku oluhle.
Yes, that is Tetwe Lupahla. She's saying that, you know, people must protect themselves from COVID-19. And she's saying that the problem is that the vaccines are very few and some people are not getting them. But she says if you have got an opportunity, be vaccinated so that you can protect yourself and other people around you. At the same time, she says, well, you can even try some African ways of doing things, you know, like steaming, which is very traditional. You can put umsuzwane and all those kind of things. I don't know what umsuzwane is, or mzambani in Shona, right? Or mzumbani.
I wapo chukunzwa kuva kune mungwe mudzimai ari kutaura iye kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vazive kuti denda ine COVID-19 ririko. Uyezve kunyava vanenge vawana mukana wekuti vabaiwe nhomba yeCOVID-19 ngavabaiwe nekuti zvechokwadi chirwere ichi chiri kupedza vazhinji. Vari kutaura zvakare vachitaura ivo kuti kune avo vanokwanisawo kushandisawo zvekunatira zvinogona kubatsira, asi nyaya huru iripo inyaya yekuti vanhu ngavabaiwe nhomba yeCOVID-19 kana vachikwanisa kuiwana, nekuti vari kuti ivo kune dzimwe nzvimbo iri kushomeka, asi kune avo vane mukana wekuiwana.
Yes, we also have Elijah Gala. You still remember the guy who participated in the 1988 Olympic Games. So he's a counselor in Matabele South. So he's talking about, you know, COVID-19, how it is affecting people and all those kind of things. So let's listen to this interview that was done by Ezra Jesus Band.
Abantu babekuthatha slightly kulula nje njengokuthi kusiba le-HIV and AIDS, abantu bakuthatha lula. But because of ama-cases asebekwayezwa abantu here and there, sebengikhona beshaka lezixwayiso from the government ukuthi abantu kaba-exercise ama-extreme cautions, ukuthi benanzelele ukuthi ba-exercise ama-social distances, befake ama-mask, begeze ama-sanitizers. Sengikhona bekunanzelela ukuthi kuyafiwa. Lokuzwa somewhere ukuthi abama cases lokhu eriser rise from this. Lapana kuqalisa khona iqalisa i-social COVID. Sesephansi ama-cases. Kathesi asekweqanzi siyaphezulu ngikhona beshake abantu. Sibe kunanzelela ukuthi kuyafiwa. So abantu ku-community i-vaccine sebe bayifuna nale i-vaccine ye-COVID ukuthi bezame ukuhlatshwa inlutshwane. Yabe yabani lutshwane esigabeni. Bafuna ukuthi more vaccines should come so that they be vaccinated to try and prevent umkhuhlane lo. Njengokhansila ngiyabakhuthaza i-community at large ukuthi belandele izixwayiso ze-Ministry of Health. Behlale bekwazi ukuthi if it's 30 and below for ama-gatherings, bawe balandele. Njalo lokuhlala liminyene kungavunyelwa. Abantu behlale emakhaya, nxa behlala emakhaya. Abahamba emsebenzini, behamba emsebenzini, but ngesikhathi sokutshayisa abasiphiwa ngabezempilakahle, betshayise behambe behlale emakhaya. Okunye enza ukukhuthaza abantu njalo, abahlali befake amamaski. Amamaski kagqoke fully njengathi uvale lamakhala lomlomo. Because abanye uyafica bewagqoke entanyeni amamaski. So usuthi umuntu protectile abangaprotectanga lutho. Kuyafana lokubopha ithayi. So ngifisa ukuthi abantu begqoke amamaski fully, uhambe owathwele ezikhwameni, maybe ube le 2 or 3 nxa etholakala. Ngibona ngani khona ukhana kuyazama ukunqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane lo.
Sikhangeleke lapha ibingekho le vaccine le zohulumende kuthiwa sekhona. Ona njengokhansila njela abantu bonke bakho umuntu okhansila asitshele ukuthi siyehlatshwa. Kathi sike manje nxa ingekho zoyithi ikhona yini?
Ngibembuza, ngiyabuza ngayo nje izolo lokho. Ngibuza ukuthi i-vaccine sikhona yini, kodwa ayikabuyi. Kodwa ingabuya, I think kuzaba lama-lapha abantu bezama ukuthi bethole usizo. Behlatshwe. Ngiyafisa njalo ukuthi ewadini yami njengomunye anti umuntu onke uyadonsela ingubo ebusweni bakhe, ngifisa ukuthi ibuye ngobuningi izisale labanye abangekho ewadini begcine bezosizakala kuyona le iwadi kwekliniki.
Yes, marvelous. That is Elijah Nkala. He's a counselor in Eskotini. All what he's saying is that, you know, people were initially very relaxed when it came to COVID-19. Some of them didn't even believe that COVID-19 was real. And so he says, following, you know, the increase in the number of cases, so people have started panicking and they now want the vaccines. But the problem is that there is a shortage of vaccines in the area where he is. So he says, you know, the government should actually up their game in terms of providing these vaccines because people need them urgently in Mawabeni, in Mlomoliwoto, in other areas in Eskotini. So he's appealing for help from the government. And he says generally people should actually respect the kind of protocols that were, you know, prescribed by the WHO and the government. So he says that helps a lot. And social distancing and cleaning of hands, you know, people must follow that to the letter. That's exactly what he's saying there.
Apo tirikunzwa kunyera mwekanzura uyezve vakambova mutambi watingati kuma Olympics nguva yapfuura varikutaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vaedze kuedze kuramba vachiteedzera nyaya iri kutaurwa zviga zveWorld Health Organization uyezve vari kuti ivo munzvimbo yavo kwavanobva zvanga zviri kunetsa nguva yapfuura kuti vanhu vaende kunobayiwa majekiseni iwaya kana kuti nhombai dzeCOVID-19 asi nekuwanda kuri kuita vanhu vari kushayika kubva kudenda iri vanhu vazhinji vave kubuda vachiedza kuti vanowana nhomba iyi asi vari kuti munzvimbo yavari pari zvino nhomba idzi hadzisi kuwanikwa nyore dziri kushota uyezve vari kutokurudzira kuti dai hurumbende yaita zvainokwanisa kuitira kuti nhomba idzi hadziwanikwe nyanya kumaruva kwavari ikoko nekuti vari kuti zvavari kusangana nazvo panguva yaizvozvi ndezvekuti vanhu vazhinji vaakuda kubayiwa nhomba asi nhomba hakuna pari zvino saka ndokutaura kwavari kuitawo uyezve tisingakanganisi kutaura kwataita kuti nhasi izuva rekurangarira avo vakatisiya pakaitika mhirizhonga musure mhesarudzo ya2018 muna August.
Yes, marvelous. Let's turn to sport now. We know that Zimbabweans are heading home and some of them have already arrived in Harare. You know, we're talking about Donato Katai, Peter Westler, and others. You know, they didn't manage to get some gold, silver, or bronze medals. So it has been very tough on their side. But according to Frederick Ndlovu, of the who is the delegation leader in Tokyo, he says they did very well. Most of them actually broke their own records. So he's really saying these people did what they did. And at the end of the day, yesterday, there was Scott Vincent, who actually, he says, he performed very well in golf. So let's listen to him talking about this. And that is Scott Vincent, who actually featured in Zimbabwe Colors. There he comes.
Hello, this is Scott Vincent from Tokyo. Post my golf performance this week. It was an incredible week, incredible performance. Japan is amazing and the golf course was incredible. Very hard and challenging, but a good challenge and a good setup for a championship event like this. You know, I played really well. I had to fight back after day one. It was a rough start, but learned a lot on after day one and managed to make some changes going into day two, three, and four. And yeah, it worked out very well. I played nice and solid, you know, the rest of the tournament and had a good performance. So I was really thankful for that. You know, I learned a lot. I learned how to persevere and go back to the routines and how I normally play golf. And that made the difference, I think, going into day three, day two, three, and four. It was incredible to have the Zimbabwe delegation there to support and come out and watch, especially Kirsty Coventry. She took the time away from her busy schedule here to come watch on day one and four. And, yeah, it was just very cool to share that experience with her. Yeah, I'd just like to thank all the Zimbabwean supporters around the world that have sent me messages and wished me well. I could definitely feel all the love and support. And, yeah, just being at the Olympics is incredible. Love the experience. Can't wait to try and make the team for Paris in 2024. You know, that's definitely going to be a goal of mine. It was just such a cool experience to be around all the top athletes in the world and rub shoulders with them. So, yeah, just really thankful for this opportunity. Really blessed to be here. And thank you to Zimbabwe for giving me this opportunity. And hopefully I've done everyone proud. And I look forward to the opportunity to represent Zimbabwe in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, look, what's called Vincent, we have a cool look at the Unigituba, Gabandre Zimbabwe. Who's the Adale, Umdalwe Golf, a representative Ilizwe, Mdalendo. So, Uti, who's Abel Wonka Kuzableo, Njalo Watina, Vesuwa number 16, Pagatu Wabantu, Abai 60, Konapoge. So, Snati, as we ranking, I came to Avenonke, Jigele, Luskot, Sengu number 50, Konapo. So, Uchukuti, Uldalo, Malisayo, Loga Tulangis Toko, Kota Utu Zamele, Njalo Uzmisele, Mavela Sukuti, Ayagule France, 2024, Uwe Amela, Elizabeth Zimbabwe. So, Utuza Zamamanda Wonkuti, Alolong, Umdalowake, was a Japomele, Mdalendi. Kunjalo, Mavlas.
Aiwapo, Tangatilkuns, Waku Vakumemo, Mutambi, Angari Kokuma Olympics, Ikoko, Scott Vincent, and Utamba Gorofu, Ashtaura, Ie Pamsuro, Pema Tambiro, Akaita, Chiti Akufara, Nematambiro, Akaita, and Paka Pindapa. Pa ranking angari kumashure asawanikwa iye achikwira pa ranking uye zvarikutaura kuti arikutotarisira kuti aone kuti chichi chabuda pavanodzokera zvakare kuma Olympics muna 2024 kuFrance achitaura zvakare kuti akafara iye nerutsigiro rwaakawana kubva kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pasi rose uye zvarikutaura iye kuti vazhinji vaimutumira mamessage ayaona kasaka kana makatumira mamessage convinced arikutaura iye kuti akaona regai timbonzwa kubva kuna vatabani gonye
before we go to Tabani we've got another person representing the athletes. So let's get that, and then we go to Tabani Konyi. Just 1 second before you do that. So there is a coach, James Stevenson, who was coaching Peter Gilpin. So he's saying, you know, he's praising Gilpin for what he did. He says he did his best, and he prays that he continues with his game and improves that game. So let's hear from Stevenson.
Wait. I'm stopped. Okay, so Peter Pelsel-Gilpin has just finished his Olympic experience. He's just had the race of his life. An absolutely beautiful race, really well executed. Leading the whole way, looking resplendent. He actually got pipped on the line by Kazakhstan, but I think he can be extraordinarily proud of where he's placed. So he's placed 20th in the world rankings and the Olympic rankings, and that's an exceptional performance. Now, had the semi-finals just worked out a little bit different, he could have been anywhere between 13th and 20th, but, you know, that it doesn't really matter. The result is not what we look for. We look for the performance and the way he approaches it and the way he delivers the best he can be, and then we look at the results. So, you know, I think he can be extraordinarily proud of where he's come. But the most important thing that Peter Pelsel-Gilpin has achieved is winning the hearts and minds of world rowing. And we can just listen to the commentary to realise that. The way this guy operates is an inspiration to millions. All the Olympic values he holds true to his heart and he espouses in everything that he does. He's an athlete that's always got a smile on his face. He's always got a thumbs up for people. He's always helping other people and being considerate of other people. And it's those values that I would like any young person to look at, rather than his achievements, which are great, but to say, I want to operate like Peter Pelsel-Gilpin, and I want to take those things into my family life and my friendships, and you know, if I have children, to try to bring them up with those same values that Peter has shown to the world at this Olympic Games. I think Zimbabwe should be extraordinarily proud and get right behind this guy for everything that he does and moving forward with all those great values and principles at the heart of everything that he does. So he's done Zimbabwe proud, he's done himself proud. I couldn't be any prouder of the way he operates and the way he scales his beautiful sculler. So I think be inspired by how he operates and get behind those Olympic values and understand those Olympic values, and you will then feel the same fulfillment and success in anything that you do. Thanks a lot. Over and out. Sleevo.
Thank you.
So marvelous. That is James Stevenson. Stevenson is the coach for Peter Pelsel-Gilpin. So he's saying this guy is great. You know, he did his best, and he prays that he will do more in the near future. So, and even represent the country in France. So, again, look at the Kulumage, James Stevenson, Kongwe Pelum Kakechi, Peter Pelsel-Gilpin, or is a rowing. So, again, Utiai, Utahalo, Sibili, Uyagwas, Awanzai, a shine, Amans, Utera, Shine, Uteramans, Awuti, and Jesa Compana, Neskepenya Nasaki. So, Upindo Kulumas will Uti. Yena ngesifiso sakhe ukuthi ahlale khona njalo uzaba ngcono ngokuya kwesikhathi. So uyampreza kakhulu kolapho ke mabula.
Apo tshukunzwa murayiridzi wa Peter Gilpin anoita iye zvirowing ari kutaura iye achiti ari kufadzwa nematambiro akaita Peter Gilpin achiti munhu anorowa zvinoyevedza uyezve munhu akazvibata anotarisira iye kuti Peter achakwanisa kubudirira kuti aende kumakwikwi Tokyo kana kuti vachibva kuTokyo 2020 vaende kumakwikwi kuFrance egore ra2024. Saka ari kutaura iye kuti akafadzwa kuzvibata kwanga kwakaita Peter Gilpin, uye zvaari kuti iye Peter aifarirwa nevazhinji kunyange vezvematori venhau kana makomentata vanhu vese vakawanikwa iwo vachifadzwa nematambiro akaita Peter Gilpin kumakwikwi iwaya eTokyo 2020.
Yeah, kunjalo ke marvelous. We know that we've been really talking to many of these people that are representing Zimbabwe in the Olympics, and two of them have been outstanding. That is Frederick Ndlovu and Thabani Konye. So I'm told you talked to Thabani Konye.
Yes. Yes, I did actually have an interview with Thabani Konye just coming on air here, and I asked him to just update us on the situation in Tokyo at the moment, like what happened in the last games that we saw, how did Peter Gilpin fare, how did also Scott Vincent fare and also Makusha, and if the athletes have actually all gone home. And he said that some of them have gone back to their homeland, because some are actually not based in Zimbabwe. For example, one of the swimmers, the other, Peter, is actually based here in the United States. But he said Ngoni Makusha is still in Tokyo at the moment, although he's finished his games, and also he's following the COVID-19 protocol there in Tokyo, which says that they have to stay in you know, put for a time being until they're actually released to then go back to their homelands. And he says that him and his team will be in Tokyo until the 8th of August, when the games actually have the closing ceremony, and also they will be learning from other countries how they are actually, you know, going to be carrying on after these games. So let's listen to what Mr. Gonye had to say in Shona.
Because, you know,
if you can...
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, so we are trying to give you an audio of Tavani Gonye. And meanwhile, maybe we can bring in Ndlovu, because we've got him right here. So can I go ahead with Ndlovu? Yes. So
you can go ahead while I queue Gonye, because I've got him.
Yes, so we also spoke to Mr. Ndlovu.
Because, you know, Matsaiti and the team athletes said, Father Pets, my events are about a party, but when I got Petsera, Seja Magaona, and that is called Vincent, the other Petsera Utamba. And Utamba work, I think, when I got Petsera Utamba, and actually my third round, my second round, Agazo Petsa, you know, fourth round, Dopaga Petsera, it at number 16. I retired for position 16 in the final now standing. Utamba, what you know, Chisuka World, Wendeli, Uruwe, Buratitsa, Utimuna, no Siva Mtamboaki. Actually, I have a Panama Olympics, Scott Vincent, and I was a Pesera, Zimbabwe, and I number 51. Sakaguzo Pesera, Guma Olympics, Ashika, Uti, Nanguache, Uti, Ita, number 16. Tinona, Uti Agaetsa, in the square, Aki, Aga Pesera Nayo. Yange akanaka. Saka ndinoona isusu kuti kutamba waita vatambi vedu vashanu ava. Vanhu vachiri kukura, vanhu vachiri kutarisira kuti vachaenda mberi vachitamba sporti yavo. Ende zvakare maresults avo isusu tinese Zimbabwe Olympic Committee. Tinoti isusu ngatikamuchirei zvakuda vaaedza vagona.
Tinoona zvakare kuti Ngoni Makusha akawanikwa iye achimhanya. Akabuda sei?
Ngoni Makusha akamhanyawo 100 yake, 100 meters. Ndokutanga kwake akanga kunda kunonzi preliminary round yekuti vazoenda kunext round, yange iri first round. Vabva musecond round akazogoniwa kuti achipinda kuti aende kumasemifinals, nekuti vakazobvisa yenzizo quarter final kudhara vakubva straight from first round vachienda kumasemifinals. Saka ndopa akakundikana kuti achiende kumasemifinals. Saka ndopa akakumira aita marounds mairi yepreliminary nefirst round. Saka ndokuguma kwake kwaakaita Ngoni.
Tinoona kuti parizvino Zimbabwe yava kubuda mumakwikwi aya isina mamenduru. Imi seZimbabwe Olympic Committee munoti chiina zvoizvi?
Tinobvuma, tinoti isusu ndokuti kuongorora kwedu tikatangira pekutanga ndepekuti hatisi kufara, ende nyika yese inofanirwa isingafari kuti Zimbabwe kumira kwayakaita nekugona masports ive ichitumira vanhu vashanu. Ndopekutangira ipapo kuti tinofanira kuongorora kuti tisina kunongedza kuti zviri kubva nepapi. Pati tibvume kuti nyika yedu pairiko zvino kuti tichionekwa tichitumira vatambi vashanu, zvinhu zvekuti zvinofanira kutishungurudza. Ende zvinotishungurudza, tinoti isusu seZimbabwe ngatitarisirei kuti chii chatingaita. Ende tine urongwa hwekuti tigare nevamwe vese vatinoti mastakeholders, manational associations, negovernment nemaprivate sector, tichitangira ipo pano, singamirire kuti tizosvika kuFrance. But tine urongwa hombe hwekuti tese tikaita takabatana tiite maaction plans, atikuziva isusu kuti anogona kutiratidza chinda mberi.
They were hearing tips from Tabani Gonye of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee. He's the president of the committee, and he's actually saying that they are looking forward to sitting down with major stakeholders, including the government, to make sure that they come up with a plan ahead of France 2024, because he says they would have wanted to bring more athletes than just five athletes to the games, and also the preparations could have been better. But he says they were very, very impressed by how the athletes actually performed. And he says, you know, most of the athletes who were there actually broke their personal best records. And also he says, especially in the issue of Donata Katai, who we're seeing on screen there, she's very young. And by the time she gets to France 24, she will have the experience that she needs. And he says he was very impressed also by the golfer Scott Vincent, for having done his best to also, increase his standing in the world rankings after his performance at the Olympics. And also he talked about Ngoni Makusha, saying that, yes, he actually, you know, is out of attending the finals, but his performance was commendable. And also he tried his best, including all the other athletes.
We also have Frederick Ndlovu, who is the delegation leader. Let's listen to what he's saying about the participants and all those people that actually helped in terms of, making life easier for Zimbabweans in the Olympics. So here he comes.
Belonga to the National Federation. china sivathatha professional federation asebe qualify ile ukusiza ukumela ilizwe kuma Olympics through ama international federations lapho. So ikho lapho thina sithathela khona eZimbabwe Olympic Committee. But kuqhakathekile ukuthi sifake amakhanda ndawonye lama clubs, the national federation, ukwenzela ukuthi khona khona xa kunokunye okufunakalayo ukuthi sibancedise khona, sibancedise kakhulu ngoba nathi silapho, esilapho njengo-Olympic Committee esikuthola from Olympic Solidarity. Silapho futhi ukuthi sizame ukuncedisa ukuthi sifune namanye ama-Olympic Committees, lama-National Federations, abalala kulokhu esithi ama-High Performance Centers ngoba thina sinayo eZimbabwe. Yikho siyabe sokumele sihambise khona abadlali ngoba singekele ukubahambisa lapho, hhayi singakhohlwa nje emen.
There you are. That is Frederick Lilovo. So he's saying a lot about these athletes, and he's not quite sure whether all of them will make it to France 2024. Because he says, as a committee, they have nothing to do with the selection of these people. So it depends on their associations and, you know, clubs and so forth. So he says, but under normal circumstances, one has to actually see and groom the person who is very capable of breaking the current record. So if the person cannot break his or her current record, don't expect that person to go to France. So he says at the end of the day, it's sort of like a wait-and-see kind of scenario. But he believes that maybe Zimbabwe can have many athletes coming from different associations. But unfortunately, they only had 5 this year. And, you know, out of about 23 associations, that can provide these kind of athletes. Remember, there's high jump, there's, you know, a lot of things. So everywhere, he says, let's look around and see what we can do.
Aiwapo, tanga tirikunzwa kubva kuna vaFred Ndlovu, varivo variku Tokyo ikoko ku Japan. Vanova ivo chef de mission ndo varikugara nevatambi uyezve ndivo leader wedelegation iyoyo varikutaura ivo vachitaura kuti vakafara chaizvo nematambiro akaita vatambi vakavirira Zimbabwe asi varikutaura ivo kuti dai zvaibvira zvaikwanisika kuti paveo nemamwe maassociation anounzawo vamwe vatambi nekuti varikutaurawo zvataurwa navagonye kuti zvinorwadza kuti Zimbabwe yakakwanisa kuendesa vatambi vashanu chete 5 kumaOlympics kuti shona isu munyika kuti mune maassociation emitambo yakasiyana-siyana. Tinoona vamwe munguva yapfuura vekarati vanga vari kubvunzawo kuti zvinombofamba seiko kuti munhu akwanise kunge achienda kumaOlympics uko. Muzvirongwa zvedu zvinotevera tichazoedza kuti timbotsvaga vakuru vakuru vemamwe maassociation iwaya timbonzwa kuti ivo vanonyatsoziva here kuti zvinofamba sei kuti munhu achuzwe kana kuti asarudzwe kuti awanikwe iye achienda kumitambo yepamusoro yakadai seMatokyo Olympics aripo pari zvino. Vandlovu vataura zvakare kuti ivo sesangano reZimbabwe Olympic Committee havasiri ivo vanosarudza kuti ndiani anoenda kumakwikwi aya. Takatarisa nyaya yeFrance 24. Saka tange tiri kuona kuti ndianani vachakwanisa kunge vachienda kumakwikwi aya. Pachasvika makwikwi achaitirwa kuFrance mugore ra2024.
Yes, let's hear a bit from Ndlovu again. Here we go.
Very well. We brought here a relatively young team of athletes as Team Zimbabwe, and they were all competing at the Olympics for the first time. But if you look at their performance, in principle, they all broke, all but one, broke their personal best records. They went further and even set new national records, which is a commendable performance. So what we now need to do as a nation is to ensure that we give them the proper support that they need so that now they can compete for the medals. But otherwise, their performance was commendable in my view.
So when are all the athletes going home?
The swimmers are already home. They traveled well and they arrived well at home. The rower also traveled well and they arrived home, especially in the U.S. We are now left with our golfer, Scott Vincent, and our runner, Wadima Bush. These ones we are going to live together with them on Wednesday, arriving home on Thursday.
So now, are there any rewards that they're going to get for what they did in terms of breaking their own records?
That's a comment that I want to
remove for another day. Yes, and then what about the whole contingent of the people that are in the Olympics? When are you going, when is Kest Coventry going back home and others?
Yes, yeah, where our honorable minister is the president of the IOC Athletes Commission. And the elections are still ongoing. So once they close, she has to oversee that whole process where a new person is going to take over from him. So she will be here until that process is done. And obviously, there's the official closing ceremony to be held on the 8th. So only then will she and the president and the secretary general of the Sport Political Committee travel back home.
Tell us a bit about the future of these athletes that we had. Are you taking the same athletes to France 24 as far as you're concerned?
I can't say that because that is not my area. What needs to be highlighted is that athletes belong to clubs. They belong to their respective national federations. It is the national federations that work with the respective clubs to ensure that the athletes qualify through their international federations. So only then can we know whether the same athletes are going to make the grade. But obviously, given the excellent performance that we got from them, we need to do a lot to support them. We also need to do a lot to ensure that more athletes make it for the Olympics come Paris 2024.
And then finally, there are some people who are always saying, you know, you sent a lot of, not athletes, but, you know, some officials. They were more than the athletes. So what's the issue there?
I think if we are to get the correct solution for our problems, we should realize that the officials that travel are not the center of, should not be the center of our discussion. The center of our discussion should be how many national federations qualified athletes for Olympics. Because the number of officials that come are determined by the number of athletes that qualify. Tokyo 2020, Zimbabwe has only 4 national federations out of a possible 32, which means we have 28 national federations that do not qualify in athletes. This is where we should focus our attention on. Why do we have such a huge number of national federations that are not managing to have athletes that qualify for Olympics? You should remember that the number of officials that travel are not determined by the council, but they are determined by a system. It's a scientific system based on the number of athletes that qualify. If I look at Team Zimbabwe that I have here, we only have one physiotherapist. And one of the things that is already been highlighted is that Team Zimbabwe lacks a dietitian. It lacks a psychologist.
Uh-huh.
It lacks physical trainers. So at the end of the day, the team is actually not adequately resourced in terms of specialist training. So if you ask me, I would actually request for more personnel to accompany the athletes.
And then what's the way forward in terms of that issue and the athletes themselves? How best can they be capacitated in order to perform much better than what they did this year?
It's going to be great for the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee is waiting on a plan on how best they can qualify more athletes. And they very soon we are going to be having a strategic planning session where all these things will be looked into. There will also be, obviously, a report from myself on the performance of the team in Tokyo 2020. Only from then are we then going to derive solutions to the challenges that we have.
There you are, Marvelous. So he's talking about what is going to happen next in terms of the next Olympic Games and
You know, after the Olympics, right now, what are they going to do? So he says it's back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I think those are the same sentiments that were actually shared by his president, who said that they're going to now be engaging stakeholders. Because I could tell from the recording that I think he was actually at an event, because we could hear the background of people. So, you know, when you asked him the question that your delegation was a bit big, is what was alleged in the media, he actually went on to say, no, actually we had one, I think he said we had one physiotherapist, I think.
Yes.
But, we were lacking a psychologist, because this issue of psychologists has really been topical. We've seen it trending all over social media, where we saw some athletes actually pulling out of the game, saying that you know their mental health was not okay. So you know, it's interesting that he brought that up. Sakapo changa tripunzwa kubva kuna va Gonye, kubva kuna va Frederick Ndlovu, vanova ivo vanga vaka tungamira chikwata chevatambi vakaenda kuma Tokyo Olympics Games aripo Paris, you know. Atichazoona achipera musi wa 8 pane closing ceremony, asi Zimbabwe Paris, you know, vatambi vavo vese vashanu vakabuda mumakwikwi aya. Saka Vandlovu vari kutaura ivo kuti kunyangwe hazvo vanhu vaiva shoropodza vachiti vakatakura vanhu vakawanda vanova ivo vanobatsira Zimbabwe, uchitarisira nezviri kuitwa nedzimwe nyika uyezve nezvinoitwa nemamwe maassociation kana kuti mamwe makomiti, yanga itori nevanhu vashoma, nekuti vanga vasina vamwe vana mazvikokota vanoona nenyaya yekuti mafungiro evanhu kana kuti mental health yevatambi yakamira sei. Nekuti tiri kuona kuti kuTokyo Olympics uku takaona vamwe vatambi vanobva kune dzimwe nyika dzinotosanganisira kana iko kuno kuAmerica, vanga vachinyanya kutsinira kukosha kwakaita nyaya yemental health paunenge uri kuita nyaya idzodzi dzemitambo. Saka vangati ivo havana kunge vakaenda nemunhu ane unyanzvi uhu. Uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti shumiro yavo ndeyekuti vazoona kuti vakadzokera kumusha vawanikwe ivo vachibatana nevamwe kuti vawanikwe vachiwana hwaro hwekuti kuFrance 2024 zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka.
Kunjalo ke Marvelous, siyakwazi kuti imidlalo leyi iqhubekela phambili khona ngale kwele Japan. Siyabona ukuthi kunengi okwenzakalayo khona ngale kwele Japan. Kulabanye abalokhu kumele begijime, kulabanye njalo kumele bencintisane emidlalweni etshiyeneyo kakhulu. So singathi the Olympics are still on, and there are expectations that maybe a lot is going to happen. So in boxing, we saw a lot that went around, like we've got Samuel Taki of Ghana, who actually bagged Africa's first boxing medal at the Tokyo Olympics with a win in his featherweight quarterfinal bout against Saber David Avila of Colombia on Sunday. So Taki won the 3-3 decision. So in fact, it was a very highly contested, match between the two. Taki is one of the only two African boxers still in contention at the Olympics. So there's a lot that is happening right now. So we see that many other games are on. Marvelous.
Kuma Olympic Games kuti tichitarisa isu dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica dziri kumitambo iyoyi, tinoona kuti nyanya South Africa ndoimwe nyika yakawanikwa iyoyi ichitora mamenduru akawanda panyaya dzekubhagucha. Takaona isu munguva yapfuura iyoyi vabhaguchi vanobva kuSouth Africa vachiwanikwa ivo vachitora mamenduru pane mitambo yavo yavanga vari kuita, zvinoreva kuti Africa iri kuedzawo kumira-mira kumitambo iyoyi.
And when you look at the how Americans are actually doing, a lot is happening. We know that Simone Biles actually pulled out of some of the, the gymnastics events. So it's because of what they call mental issues. So she said she had some, what she called twisties. You know, twisties are a situation where you lose your balance while you have gone round or something like that, or after spinning. So then you have that problem of finding your own kind of direction. You may end up maybe breaking your neck or injuring yourself very seriously, or even breaking your back. So she decided to pull out of some of the games. So we see that, you know, despite that, the American team actually did well in the gymnastics event. So when you look at the Africans, you know, they are trying their best. So far, so good. Just a few gold medals here and there. But they are trying, marvelous.
Yes, maybe let's just take a look at the actual medals table to take a look at which country is leading in terms of gold medals. At the moment, the United States, as of yesterday, was leading with 20 gold medals, 23 silver medals, and 16 bronze medals. And then China is leading, or is follows the United States with 24 gold, 14 bronze, 14 silver, and 13 bronze. So we see the United States and China are really leading on the medals at table there in Japan, in Tokyo. So we'll be, you know, keeping a close eye to see how Africa is faring compared to some of these countries like the United States and China, who are currently leading in all the, you know, medals.
Yes, I want to ask you a question. Likhanya ngazani lishaya kuzwele kanye leChina. So balamamedali amaningi nxa sikhangela igolide lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So kutshengisela ukuthi phela bayatshaya okunye okumangalisayo. Nxa sikhangela ke i-USA khona manje ile 22 ama gold medals, kwesokubuya 25 ama silver, kwesokubuya 17 ama bronze. Kwesokubuya ke iChina ile 29 ama gold medals, kwesokubuya 17 silver, the 16 ama bronze. Kuzobuya ke lamanye amazwe ke atshiyeneyo, iBritain layo iyazama khonapho ke ile 11 ama gold, 12 ama silver, the 12 ama bronze. Xa sikhangela ke iJapan yona ngwayo phela bekhangelelwe marvelous ukuthi izashaya kakhulu, kodwa kwamanje ile 17 ama gold, 6 ama silver, then 10 ama bronze. So kume njalo ke emdlalweni le. So ke ngena kona pa marvelous.
Aiwa, tinoona kuti nyika dzakadai seAmerica neChina ndo dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichinyanyo budirira panyaya yemamenduru iwaya. Sekutaura kwandaita mamenduru andakupa anga ari ane zuro, asi tikuona kuti nhasi United States iri kunzi iyo yane 22 magold, 25 masiriva ne 17 mabronze. Zvinoreva izvo kuti pari zvino vane 64 mamenduru tichitarisa nyika yeAmerica kubva muzuva ranhasi. Todzokera kuChina, yasvika iyo pa 29 gold, 17 silver, and 16 bronze. Vane 62 mamenduru. Saka nyika idzodzi dzeAmerica neChina ndo dziri kuwanikwa idzo dziri kuwanikwa dziri kutora mamenduru akawanda. Toenda kune vari kune mutambo uyu wekuJapan ikoko kuTokyo. Japan pari zvino ine mamenduru 17 egold, 6 esilver ne 10 ebronze. Iri Japan ndo pamusha pavo ndo pari kuitirwa makwikwi aya. Saka pari zvino vamira vari pa 33 mamenduru avanawo pari zvino. Zvinoreva kuti aiwa, vazhinji vakatarisawo kuti nyika iyi iri kuwanikwa iyo ichiita mitambo mikuru iyi iri kubuda sei. So going there to the host, Japan itself actually currently has 33 medals in all. They have 17 gold as of today, 6 silver, and 10 bronze. So they are really, you know, trying to get to the stage where the United States is. Obviously, the United States, as we said earlier on, they are really dominating with the 22 gold, 25 silver, and 17 bronze, and 64 medals in total.
You remember that Usain Bolt was once the world's fastest man in
yes.
terms of his lightning quick sprints. Now we've got a new person on the block. You know, Texas-born Italian 26-year-old Lamont Marcel Jacobs finished the 100-meter race in 9.8 seconds. I mean, 9.8 seconds. And then he was closely followed by American Fred Kelly, who finished second for silver in 9.84 seconds.
It would be interesting hear what Usain Bolt will say about this one.
So on that note, I think we have to end it here. We thank everybody who actually participated in our program today. This is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who is saying have a very good night.